I'll start with the injuries. Young Jordan Clark, who had an elbow ligament injury in the last round or two of the AFL season, played on the weekend in the VFL and got a knock to that same elbow, a different injury. So not a recurrence of the ligament injury, but that leaves him in a bit of doubt for this week. So he's still a little bit sore. It'd be unlikely that he'd come up at this stage, but as I said, it's not a recurrence of the original injury. It's a separate knock, more to the triceps tendon rather than the elbow ligament. But it's not long-term, hopefully. If he's not right this week, he'll be right the following week. Jake Colajasny missed the last round with a hip issue. He'll be okay and available, and Tom Atkins, as forecast, will be okay as well. Is there anyone else you'd like clarity on the injury front?
Chris, I know you've maybe not been in yet. You've been in terms of the biggest squad, but obviously, like Fogarty in a moon boot yesterday, you believe it might be scans, might have been held. Is there much to it?
Oh, he's got an ankle issue. I mean, I do only smile because the players go in moon boot these days, you know, with a sore toenail. So it can look a bit more dramatic than it actually is. But no, we're still yet to assess Lockie's availability. But as soon as he's right, he'll certainly continue training with us because he's one of those players that would be in the frame for selection if we go a little bit further into the finals, but not this week.
Cam Guthrie just training away from the main group briefly then. Is there any concern with him or any fitness issues?
No. I mean, you watch our training, or at least the early stages, often enough to know that the players have individual preparations for training. So if there's something there, I'm not really across it.
So you've got some difficult decisions to make. 24 or 5, doesn't go on to 22?
Yeah, I would argue it's even a little more than 24 or 25. It's often referred to as a good problem to have, but on a human level, it's really difficult because we feel for the players that will miss out. We don't think it necessarily reflects the contribution they've had to the season if they don't play this week, and there's obviously also the possibility that they will come in future weeks if we're good enough to progress. But we've got pretty good availability, guys in good form, and although the bulk of the team is quite clear and has been for a little while, the last spot or two or three is a little challenging. And I'm not really in the position to shed any more light on it right at the moment.
Yeah, get that. And then there's the other. How much does the fact that Collingwood is likely to throw a bit of an unusual forward setup at you in terms of who plays in defence, or do you back with what's been so good all year again?
Well, we'll back what we've done for the majority of the year, but we have had small shifts there, and we always have an eye to the opposition. It'd be naive to say, well, we just roll out the same group of players, irrespective of whether they bring in Stevenson and Dugowie or had, say, for example, Mason Cox available. We would need to adjust based on that. They're a little bit different. I think their preference would be to have Cox in with the smalls around him. So you're right, it is potentially a little bit different. But I think it's different, really, when you consider the quality of those smalls. Depends whether you consider Dugowie to be a small. I don't. I think he's a good ground-level player, but he's a good marking player as well. I think our back line and our defensive group, in a broader sense, have been pretty good all year. But, as I said, we've got good availability, and it's going to be really difficult to fit all of those guys in.
Can you play all your tools against that forward line?
We could, whether we will or not. There's a few moving parts to that, but I mean, we've rarely played all of our tall backs all year, so that would be it would be unlikely that we'd go that way.
Does it become trickier now with the result on the weekend for the VFL team, for those guys who don't play this week, to become trickier for them to work their way into the senior side having not had anything?
The preference would be for them to get match practice, but we do have the option of playing some practice matches too, so that's the way we'll try to mitigate that difficulty. It's not ideal, but it's not a disaster either. As I said, we'll be able to organise some match practice for those guys, and we'll be confident that they'll be match hardened enough to come in. We're talking about some pretty seasoned, experienced players too in that group who I think can prepare themselves well enough to be on call.
Yeah, you've spoken a bit about, I guess, for the importance of players taking their chances when the big moments arise in matches. It's not so much about starting slow or other things, it's about taking your chance in those big moments. Do you get the sense, or during the week, do you see that the players are going to be ready for those big moments, or is it on game day that you get that feeling, or when do you sort of start to see that the players are in that mindset for finals footy in the big stage of September?
I don't think it's a short-term thing. I'm not a big believer in short-term inspiration. It's not as if they'll choose in the moment or even on the day or even in the week before that, yes, I'm going to do it or no, I'm not. I'm a bigger believer in long-term preparation and having confidence that you've got the capability. So I think in comparison to, say, even recent history, the last year or two, we're just better prepared because we're a better team. And we've proven that over the course of a long season this year, where I think, take last year as the example, everyone seems to want to keep taking us back, so I'll go there for a little while. We finished eighth for a reason. And I would argue that we finished first for a reason this year. So the preparation for the big moments has come over a well and truly a 12-month period, and probably longer for guys like Tom Stewart and Tim Kelly, who are still relatively new to the AFL competition, but are much better placed now than they were in their debut seasons.
So does that mean, this might be a difficult question because there are things that can happen over the course of the next 4 weeks, but do you have a pass mark in mind for this finals campaign?
No, it's a question that I can't answer, and I'm not going to be beholden to other people's expectations either. The couple of things I'm really confident in, I think we'll be a better team next year than we are this year. I think we've got improvement left in us, and I think we're really well prepared to have a good crack at it this year. Now, whether other people choose to define us by what happens over the next month is their choice. I think we'll look back and reflect based on what we actually get, as opposed to spending too much time trying to forecast what's going to happen and what it will mean. We're trying to live in the moment a little bit more than that.
Can you time your run with so many moving pieces that make up a footy team? Peak, so to speak. I suppose everyone's trying to do that. It must be a difficult thing.
That's the aim, but it's like the pursuit of perfection. You know you'll never get there, but it doesn't stop you trying. So we're trying to prepare as well as possible to time things and manage the things within our program that can give us a better chance of playing well when it really counts. Now, in a brutal AFL season, it's hard work just to get there, so you can't take too many liberties. When it became a bit clearer to us that we were a good chance to finish in the top two, which is obviously has a fair carrot attached to it with the current system, then we're able to think a little bit more long term. So we don't think we've hindered our chances, but I think the assumption that we're just pulling the puppet strings and timing it to perfection is a little naive, but there are some levers that we can pull that make a difference, and so that means we've got to the stage now where we're going into a final on Friday night at the MCG pretty confident.
Is Reece Stanley one of those in that you can get 4 or 5 good weeks out of him, and that may be the reason why he missed those couple of weeks, 21, 22?
Yeah, I think that's it did fit into the puzzle with Reece, where there's the macro plan, and then there's when you drill down to some of the individuals and what we think might be best for them, and we're really confident with his preparation. We haven't 100% decided we're even going to play him this week. But what I am confident of is that he's in good shape to play his best if we choose to play him this week or next week or the week after. So, his plan across that was around 21, 22 period. Yeah, that was certainly deliberate.
To gear it up for a good 4 weeks?
Well, but it's a bit more complicated than saying we did that just to have him ready for the last 4 weeks. He needed to play well enough to get his place in the team as well, which he did at VFL level, and I thought he played well against a really good player in Cruiser in the last round as well. So, I'm comfortable that his preparation's been very good.
What did Reece do? So round one against Granny, because he did do a pretty good job in there.
Yeah, it's a long time ago. Not sure how relevant it is. What we can say is Grundy's been a consistent player over a long period of time. So, if anything, he was already a good player round one. He may have improved a bit. Look, I don't think Reece comprehensively beat him in round one. Our assessment was, and I think it was a little bit different to Nathan Buckley's from memory based on the coaches' votes, but thought they sort of split the honours. And, you know, Reece has been pretty good in the centre bounces. Grundy's strong there. He's strong all over the ground, but really with the around-the-ground stuff and Reece's athleticism, I think he's probably, you know, one of the few players that could challenge Grundy over a long period of time in terms of, you know, speed, strength and endurance.
Given that he's been getting 20, 25, almost 30 possessions a game, is there...
you go
with the mentality that you're almost trying to tag him, for want of a better word?
No, I doubt it. No, we defend him at the right time and make him defend at the other times.
Do you think they're taking a risk with bringing back some unknown players, so to speak?
How long have you been coming to my press conferences? Yeah, absolutely. I don't know what they're doing. Neither do they. I don't know. No, I mean, the simple answer from my perspective is... to try to put myself in their shoes. If we had the talent that they're proposing to bring back, I reckon we'd bring them back. So I can't speak to whether they're fit physically or mentally or match hardened and all that sort of stuff. But yeah, I can't blame them for wanting to play more to go with Stevenson.
Your different approach to the pre-finals buy as opposed to the mid-season. Are you confident you've got that as squared away as you possibly can?
Yep. I mean, it's clearly a different period of the year with different priorities. But again, look, with the risk of repeating myself, something that happened in 2013 or 14, it's just not relevant. You can, you know, people see patterns and things that are random all the time. That's their problem, not mine.
So there's no, I guess you don't have to, I think you said last night there's only four players, for example, from 11. So you're confident that the turnover just doesn't affect someone like Tim Kelly?
Well, I am. I think that's just logical, but I'm not sure that I want to defend it necessarily. And even if I did, I'm not sure I'd win the argument. What I'm confident in has been our preparation and where we are in the season and the work we've done to get ourselves to this point. But I think, as I said on Monday night, last night, it's... once you get to this stage of the season, we're aware it's pretty close to 50-50. We have to play really well to win. If we don't, we'll lose. Now, whatever the result, I understand that people will try to draw conclusions from there, and whether I agree with those conclusions or not aren't really relevant. And if I ever spent much time thinking about it, I stopped a long time ago.
Have you committed to Zach Tui as a forward for this week?
No. What we do know is he can play there, and he can play mid as well. So I think that gives us really good flexibility. But yeah, there's just a few little unknowns with our team, but it's probably the last spot or two. We are very stable with probably 20, maybe even 21 spots within the team, and we've just got one or two guys who might sort of float between areas. But no, we're far from saying he's absolutely a forward.
Is Collegehouse needed to go in matchup if you can go into as much this far out?
I would expect that they'll cross paths. It depends more on how they set up, as far as we're concerned. And, you know, it's not being disrespectful to Jordan to talk about how dangerous Elliot has been, the threat that Stevenson poses, you know, Varko. Mychek's been a really good player. Raphael will probably play forward. Yeah, we won't get too locked into one or two matchups and be manipulated in that sense.
Jumping around, sorry.
Yeah, keep going.
John last night said that Paddy Dangerfield needs to leave his cape at home, and sort of alludes to the fact that he's been in finals footy, he's just been trying so hard, and that maybe he needs to just scale that back a little bit.
Yeah, it's an interesting assessment of the psychology around finals. I am a bit of a subscriber to the idea that you can want something so badly that it manifests in destructive behaviour. Sounds like psychobabble, doesn't it? Yeah, I think will and desire and motivation are overrated in these moments. And the capacity just to focus on what's really important is underrated. So I think that's where he's going. You know, the point would be, Paddy Dangerfield plays the way that he does most weeks with the same sort of attitude, that'll be enough. You know, it's a mistake to think, well, because it's a final and we want it so badly, we've got to do something extra. Whatever happens, I'd be staggered if we look back and thought, they forgot to remind themselves that they've got to try as hard as they can. So, yeah, I think that makes some sense.